Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. Without the Khilafah, Trump's penchant to supporting US military attacks in Iraq and Syria skyrockets civilian casualties and deaths. News. Donald Trump has made major changes to the US military presence in the Middle East since stepping in the White House 2 months ago, and could soon increase the US war footprint even more. The MEE analysis of data shows. March, the second month of Trump's presidency, was the deadliest for civilians in Iraq since 2014, when a US-led coalition began a campaign against the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Trump is also planning on increasing the number of US troops in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, while stepping up the number of airstrikes in Yemen. From the source, Middle East Eye. Comment. As promised, President Trump, during his first 3 months in office, has increased and accelerated military attacks upon Iraq and Syria, and the number of civilians killed by the US-led coalitions, US, UK, France, Belgium, Denmark, and Australia, have skyrocketed as a result. According to the MEE analysis, the US-led coalition have dropped on Iraq and Syria 3,606 bombs in January 2017, with an increase to 3,878 in March. That's 128 bombs per day at any given time in both countries. Consequently, these increased attacks have resulted in increased civilian deaths. Just in the months of February and March, 1,286 innocent Muslim civilians have been killed. Yet, somehow the world is meant to believe that the killing of innocent children with sarin gas by the Assad regime in Khan Sheikhoun can have a big impact on Trump. Yet, the killing of innocent civilians in Iraq and Syria by US bombs clearly bears no such sorrow. We recall how Trump went so far as to say in December 2016 that, quote, "When you get these terrorists, you have to take out their families," end quote. Families like Waad Ahmed Attai, a resident of the Al-Zahra neighborhood of East Mosul, was amongst many civilians who followed Iraqi government advice to stay put. Quote, "We followed the instructions of the government, who told us to stay in our homes and avoid displacement. According to the instructions, residents who had nothing to do with Daesh, which is ISIS in Arabic, should stay in their homes. We heard these instructions on the radio. Also, leaflets were dropped by the planes. This is why we stayed in our homes," end quote, he said. As the fighting intensified, Waad Ahmed Attai, his brother Mahmoud, and their families sought shelter at their other brother's two-story home, hoping it would offer them more protection. Quote, "We, three families with 18 persons, were all huddled in one room at the back of the house. 18 of us, three families. But when the house next door was bombed, it collapsed on us, precisely over the room we were sheltering in. My son, Yusuf, 9, and my daughter, Shahad, 3, were killed, together with my brother Mahmoud, his wife, Manaya, and their 9-year-old son, Os, and my niece, Hanan. She was cradling her 5-month-old daughter, who survived, thank God," end quote, he said. These are the attacks upon civilians living in Mosul who have become victims of Trump's counter-terrorism policy that accepts lowering the threshold on what the US considers as, quote, "acceptable civilian casualties," end quote, due to more bombs being dropped in dense urban environments like Mosul and Raqqa. Furthermore, the US military will apply this counter-terror policy not only to Iraq and Syria, but to anywhere in the world, including countries like Yemen, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Libya. Consequently, the Muslim world will witness the increased wanton killing of innocent Muslim men, women, and children with President Trump now in power. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said while doing tawaf around the Kaaba, "Ma atyabaki wa atyab rihaki, ma a'zamaki wa a'zam hurmataki, walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi la hurmatul mu'min a'zamu 'inda Allahi hurmatan minki, malihi wa damhi, wa anna dhunna bihi illa khayra." How sweet are you, and how sweet is your scent? How great are you, and how great is your sanctity? By the one in whose hand is Muhammad's soul, the sanctity of a believer is greater with Allah than your sanctity. Narrated in Ibn Majah. The Islamic Ummah continues to suffer day and night as a direct result of the loss of the Khilafah state that was destroyed 96 years ago during this month of Rajab al-Khair on the 28th in the year 1342 after Hijri by the Kafir colonialists. The urgency to re-establish the Khilafah state upon the path of prophethood that will provide security in replacement of fear and loss of life is the only solution to these endless crimes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama al-imam junna yuqatalu min wara'ihi wa yattaqahu. Fa in amara bi taqwallahi 'azza wa jalla wa'ada, kana lahu bidhalika ajr. Wa in ya'mur bighayrihi kana 'alayhi min." A commander of the Muslims is a shield for them. They fight behind him and they are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors. If he enjoins fear of God, the exalted and glorious, and dispenses justice, there will be a great reward for him, and if he enjoins otherwise, it redounds on him. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Suraya Amal Yasna. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.